From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Forces led by Libyan military strongman Khalifa Haftar have recaptured two key oil ports in eastern Libya, according to two military spokesmen. The claims have not been independently verified. The Libyan National Army has been mobilizing ground forces and carrying out airstrikes before the assaults to recapture ports from a jihadist group called the Benghazi Defense Brigades. The Benghazi Defense Brigades held the ports since taking them from the Libyan National Army earlier this month. U.S. President Donald Trump is planning to host Chinese President Xi Jinping for a two-day summit next month at his palatial Florida mansion along the Atlantic Ocean, the first meeting between the two world leaders. Neither Washington nor Beijing has confirmed the summit at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, but U.S. news outlets report the meeting between the heads of the world's two largest economies is planned for April 6th and 7th. The report said that the U.S. Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, is expected to complete plans for the meeting when he visits Beijing later this week. Chinese Foreign Ministry said Tuesday both countries were in close communication about exchanges between their leaders. Somali officials say pirates have hijacked an oil tanker in the Indian Ocean and guided it to the Coast Puntland region. Sources tell VOA's Somali service that the ship is believed to be a merchant tanker. Regional officials say they are still assessing the circumstances of the hijack, which took place Monday. Sources said at least eight suspected pirates were involved in the attack, adding that the ship moved towards the coast of Somalia. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A major late-season winter storm has slashed the northeastern corridor of the United States, with the forecast calling for about 60 centimeters of snow in some areas. Storm warnings were posted for states like New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and many school districts canceled classes as the storm, known as a nor'easter, hit the region, and officials in some areas warn residents to stay off the roads altogether. Storm has caused power outages and massive travel disruptions along the East Coast. A blizzard warning for New York City was later canceled. The extreme winter weather wreaked havoc on airports, with nearly 6,000 flights canceled across the eastern seaboard. The U.S. train system Amtrak announced on Twitter it would suspend northeastern regional service between Boston and New York City until further notice. Amtrak was running on a modified schedule between New York City and Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump and the Saudi Arabian Deputy Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman met Tuesday at the White House to discuss what the Saudi press agency said was the strengthening of bilateral relations between the two countries and regional issues of mutual interest. It was the highest-level visit to Washington by a Saudi royal family member since Trump's November presidential victory. The White House has not provided details of the meeting, but key issues likely to have been discussed include global energy prices and conflicts in Syria, Iraq, Libya, and Yemen, where Saudi-led coalition forces supported by the U.S. have been bombing Iran-supported Shiite rebels for almost 2 years. The Congressional Budget Office says that 14 million people will lose their health plan if they take to their Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. The nonpartisan CBO released its report Monday on the cost of carrying out President Donald Trump's campaign pledge to overhaul the system put in place by his predecessor, Barack Obama. Mr. Trump and other Republicans say the current system is too expensive and unfairly forces people to buy health insurance. Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer criticized the Trump plan.
Trump care would be a nightmare for the American people, causing tens of millions to lose coverage, millions more to see the costs of health care go way up. 10 years from today, if President Trump and Republicans have their way, there'll be 24 million more Americans without health insurance.
The CBO report says if the Republican plan is adopted, the number of insured people would rise by 14 million in 2018. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.